Chapter 7. Something to Die For. I woke only slowly, blinking hard, blood in my mouth. It had been a while since I'd been tickled by another saint, and the bells in my tower were still ringing, the silver-shot holes in my chest drooling red. My wrists and ankles were shackled with silver steel, my freezing feet bare. Squinting at the dirty grey sludge moving beneath me, I realised I was slung belly down over Argent's saddle, raising my head to see how deep the shit I swam in truly was. Up to my fucking eyeballs, I realised. I was part of a convoy, 2 dozen foot soldiers trudging around me. They wore chainmail and heavy boots, eyes cold and knuckles scarred, a black-hearted pack of bastards if ever I'd seen one. Their tabards were crimson, embroidered with the flower and flail of Nael, Angel of Bliss, and my belly sank as I looked to the woman riding beside me. Oh, shit, I groaned. I recognised her immediately, of course. Long, dark hair and pointed fringe beneath her tricorn's veil, crimson tabard, and an iron gauntlet on her right hand. Last I had seen her had been in the Red Watch Priory, fresh from a session of torturing Dior. Valia de Nael, sister of the Holy Inquisition. "Fair dawning, heretic," she said, lip curling. "God morrow, sir," I sighed. Had a feeling we'd bump into each other again. She smiled, bloodless. "No call unheeded that by faithful hearts is sung to heaven." To have fallen into the clutches of the Inquisition would have been worrisome enough, but that wasn't half of my troubles. We were threading a thin path through rotten woodlands, weeping trees and grey ice and fungal snarled in the branches above. And right behind me, all in a row, rode three black-clad brothers of the Ordo Argent. The first I didn't recognise, too young to have been part of the Order when I served. He was Sudeimi-born, dark hair cropped short, olive-skinned. He'd a sharp hazel stare, and his left ear was cut in half, left eyebrow scarred. His belly was still bandaged from where I'd stabbed him yestereve, and his expression was floating just north of hostile. The fellow in the middle of the trio was a mountain in his saddle, his greatcoat barely fitting over his barrel chest. He was Nordish, eyes dark blue, goatee running to grey. His right arm was missing at the elbow, and three scars cut across his face, brow to craggy chin. A mouse hawk perched on his shoulder, watching me with tawny eyes, and the dog who'd attacked me yestereve walked beside his horse. She was dark grey, white on her paws and muzzle, possessed of the flat skull, piggy eyes and steel-trap jaw of an Ossian staghound. "Xavier Perez," I coughed, tasting blood. "Long time, Frere." He gave me a grim nod, a voice rough as sandstone. "Chevalier." "She's a beauty," I said, glancing to the hound. "What's her name?"
"Saber," the big man replied.
Gesturing to the hawk at his shoulder, he added,
"This is steel."
"Very pretty. Speaking of," I nodded to the scabbard at his saddle, "it's generous of you to look after Ashtrinka for me, but could I have her back now, please?"
"I fear not."
Xavier's scarred lips twisted in a mirthless smile.
"But if it's of comfort, she had some colourful opinions to share when I dared lay hands on her. My mother's virtue was mentioned. Repeatedly, in fact."
I chuckled, despite my predicament. "Well, she's my sword, after all." "The dead owe nothing, traitor." I looked up as the last saint spoke, my heart aching at the sight of him. My old apprentice took his tricorn off, brushing that whip of sandy blonde back from his brow. His green eyes were edged with kohl, a weave of silver roses and thorns scrolling down his cheek, fangs glinting at the edge of his snarl. I remembered the first time I saw those teeth, bared at me as we clashed upon the broken walls of Baisita. Steel to steel, butterflies rising in my belly as I realised what the boy was, what he could become.
"Lachlan," I sighed, "good to see you again.
brother. Don't you dare name me brother. I've not got any other names prepared, I'm afraid. I spat red, prodding a loose tooth with my tongue. How about Buttercup? You look a buttercup with that fucking haircut. Hit like one too. You jest? He grasped the hilt of a beautiful greatsword, new forged, scripture etched down the blade. You dare jest after what you did, you murderous fucking whore son? Easy, a Craig, Xavier murmured. This traitor's for the noose, not the block. The noose? I craned my neck to squint at the canopy above, searching for the strangled sun. We're headed east by my mark. They out of rope in Saint-Michel? You are to be transported to Augustin, heretic. I twisted to look at the sister riding beside me. Valia de Nael didn't deign to glance at me as she spoke, eyes on the frozen woods ahead. Empress Isabella herself has been informed of your malfeasance, she said. You are to face judgment in the Tower of Tears, under charge of heresy, and the murder of inquisitorial troops and members of the Ordo Argent upon sacred ground. It's not sacred ground if you're trying to butcher children on it, I growled. And butchering nuns upon it is better? I looked to Lachlan as he spoke, his face dark with rage. Lucky, you don't understand. I understand enough. Abbot Greyhand, Sir Chloe and Fincher and the others. You murdered them all. Forgemaster Argyle told me it was you. Did Argyle tell you why I did it? Did he tell you what the... Where are they, bastard? Lachlan spat on the ground, lips twisted. Your cold-blood sister. Your skin-thief whore. And that ashen witch all three of you are bound to serve. Seven martyrs, Lachlan. Dior's no witch. And all I did at Saint-Michel, I did to save her life. Chloe and Greyhand were set to cut her throat, to murder an innocent child on... Innocent? Is that a jest? Lachlan shook his head, green eyes glittering like broken glass. I should have known. After you fall into the arms of that lying Jezebel, I should have known better than to trust you. But I'd forgot just how weak you were, Gabriel. I breathed deep, ignoring the insult to Astrid, glancing to the saint beside Lachlan. We fought side by side in Cadir, Xavier. Again at Touvet. You know me. You know I'd never... I know you bled for Saint-Michel in your day, the big man replied, voice hard as stone. I also know you shamed our holy order and broke your sacred vows and returned from exile not to beg forgiveness, but to murder faithful servants in God's own house. He shook his head. But no, I do not know you, De Leon. I wonder if I ever did. I looked to the man beside me, my eyes pleading. Lachlan! Enough, he hissed, raising his hand. Mother and maid, I can't bear the sight of you. Lachlan spurred his Susia on, hooves thudding in fresh snow as he broke away. I sought Xavier's eyes, but he laced up his collar and looked dead ahead, ignoring me completely. The young blood was the only one to match my stare, hazel eyes cool and even. He was 18, maybe, dark hair shorn, short, smooth jaw. From the size of the greatsword strapped to his saddle, I guessed he was Divok-born like Lachlan. "What's your name, brother?" I asked.
"Arash the Passion. Though most call me Robin," I smiled.
"Swift as a songbird, are you?"
"My master said I sing like one. I had to take his word for it. Not many left these nights, after all."
He looked me up and down, lips pursed.
"You know, he used to tell me tales about you, hero. Back when I was an initiate. All the things you did when you were my age."
"And who was your master, Swift Robin?" He made the sign of the wheel, gaze gone cold.
"Abbot Greyhand."
"Well," I sighed, "that's just fucking marvellous, isn't it?" We rode on through squalling snows, my body aching, hands shackled, bare feet freezing. I'd been shot with silver, the pain worsened by my constant burning thirst, but after I complained, Valia simply ordered me gagged. And so I rode,
Days on end, their prisoner, misery and pain compounded whenever I reached out toward Dior. I'd sworn I'd never leave her, but every time I poured through the dark and cold toward that blood she carried, I found her farther and farther away. Every day, every hour, every minute, I was losing her. And that wasn't even the darkest of my troubles. I was sat on the snow as we stopped to camp the third night, my whole body numb with cold. The men lit a fire, Sir Valier glowering at me across it. I swear that woman touched herself at night thinking about seeing me hanged. The saints were giving me only half a pipe per day, and to make matters worse, Valier was in her moon's time. I could smell her blood in every breath, and I'll put it down to the thirst burning within me that it had taken 3 days to finally realise where we were. Young Robin was living up to his name, as he did every eve, lifting a bloodwood harp from his saddlebags and singing a haunting tune. Bedding down a company 30 strong took a time, but after settling in, the hulking thug who oversaw my feeding and piss breaks, an ugly troll son called Thibaut, unbuckled my gag to give me a sip of brackish water. "What are we doing in here?" I croaked. "Shut your godless hole, bastard," the thug replied. I ignored his command, looking Xavier in the eyes. "Why are we going this way?" A fist crashed across my face, sprawling me into the snow with a crack of white light. I spat blood, glowering up at the prick who'd struck me. Thibaut's bearded face was split in an ugly sneer, fist raised for another. "I told you to shut your fucking hole." "Easy there, brother." It was Lachlan who'd spoken. He was sat against a tree with Sabre, scratching the hound's ear as her leg joyfully thumped the snow. He'd slung off his brace of five wheel locks, and his gloves were off too. The letters G-O-D-S-W-I-L-L etched silver below his knuckles. Atop his left hand was an old awful burn, the skin healed, mottled and red, and never grazed by the ink of his aegis. Firelight shone in his gaze as he matched Thibaut's. "We don't go easy on heretics round here, Saint," the big bastard growled. "This man slew Sada Elon," Lachlan said, "Lor Vos, Danica, and Ineke, and Dred Toliev Divok in single combat. He doesn't deserve a dog punch while he's clapped in irons. What he deserves awaits him in Augustin," Sister Valia snapped. "This man is an apostate, slave to a thrice-damned minion of hell, hands dripping with the blood of the faithful. He's fallen far, sir," Lachlan nodded, "and I will smile as he hangs. But before he lost his way so completely, Gabriel de Leon taught me a lesson or three about decency, about mercy. And I'll not sit silent while you men beat a helpless prisoner." Lachlan turned his gaze back to Thibaut, his voice mild as a summer breeze. "Unless you've the courage to remove his shackles." The thug stared a moment longer, then muttered and turned away. I gave Lachlan a grateful nod, but he ignored me completely, returned to petting Sabre. I knew it wasn't my defence he'd leapt to, simply the principle I'd instilled in him. He was a good man, my old prentice, despite the ire between us, despite the pit of mud and blood he'd bloomed in. I knew I'd not long before they gagged me again, and so I turned to Xavier. Astrinka lay sheathed beside the old saint, my silvered dame dusted with snow. Xavier was oiling his own sword, remarkably well considering he only had the one arm now. Steel was perched on his shoulder, the mouse hawk preening his feathers with his sharp black beak. "This route takes us through the Forest of Sorrows, Xavier." He glanced at me, scarred face rent deep with shadow. "And so?" "So, have any of you trekked through Faedaenna lately?" I looked to Lachlan, then to Robin. "There's darkness afoot in the wild places of this empire. Have you not seen it?"
"I've heard tales," Xavier replied. "But Barfor, where your ship awaits, is east."
"I tell you, it goes ill with this forest. We fought a stag in here that looked born in the pit of hell. And the shit I saw in the Norweald would curl the hairs on your taddy sack." Children's tales,
Valia scoffed, glowering across the flames. We are faithful servants of the Lord Most High. We fear no darkness, heretic. It fears us. I ignored the woman, fangs gritted, her very scent making me tremble like an autumn leaf. Trust me, Xavier. We walk a fool's path through Fardena.
If I were you, hero, Robin murmured, turning his harp, I'd shut my mouth before someone shut it for me.
But you're not me, boy, I growled, temper and thirst getting the best of me. I'm the Black Lion of Lawson, victor of the Battle of the Twins, sword of the fucking realm. How many babies have you had named after you?
Gabriel, Lachlan growled. Give it a rest.
I taught you better than this, Lucky. I taught you to use your head.
You also taught me to fight with honour, he snapped. That it was better to die as a man than live as a monster. Well, it was no honourable man who butchered those innocents in that cathedral.
He shook his head, at last deigning to look at me.
Great Redeemer, Gabriel, you were the best of us. Bad enough you broke your vows at the beck of that harlot. But how in God's name could you end it like this?
You speak ill of my wife again, Lachlan, I'll break your fuck.
Look at yourself, he cried. The thirst has you, Gabe. The Sangiri.
A blind man could see it. You can't even look at the sister for fear of her scent on the air.
Is that how your witch enslaved you? Bending you to her will with promise of her black blood?
Dio's no witch, you stupid bastard, I thrashed against my manacles, snarling. That girl is a miracle walking. She can end Day's death, Lachlan. She has the blood of the...
Enough!
Sir Valier's cry echoed around the fire as she pointed one ironclad finger.
I will have no heresies spread among this holy company. Silence him at once!
Her thugs descended, slapping the bit across my teeth and giving me a right kicking for my troubles. With a thoughtful frown at me, Xavier returned to oiling his sword. Lachlan sat scowling at the flames, refusing to meet my gaze. Robin stared daggers at my throat, then picked up his harp again, strumming soft hymns in the deeping dark. And I found myself staring heavenward, once more hoping that bastard up there knew what the hell he was doing. I wanted to speak to my brethren, to tell the truth about all I'd done and why. But Valia kept me silenced thereafter, gagged save for the few moments I was allowed to eat or smoke by that prick Thibault. And so we journeyed onward, 2 more days through Fardena, bedding down each dusk with that accursed bit in my mouth and my words seething behind my teeth as the thin red thread between Dior and me stretched ever thinner. Our first man went missing the next night. He was a Nordish lad named Leandro, sitting the night watch. We were in the heart of Fardena by then, the canopy so thick with fungus it smothered what little daylight we had. We were roused in the pre-dawn black. Leandro's relief, a bruiser named Emilio, had woken to discover the lad missing. It was thought he might have gone to relieve himself, got turned about in the dark. But a search of the surrounds found no sign at all.
7 martyrs, look at this.
It was Carlos, the duller of 2 brutish brothers, who'd spoken. He'd been searching Leandro's belongings as if the boy were hiding in his fucking rucksack or some such, holding aloft his discovery for his kinsman, Luis. It was a figure wrought of twigs, rough formed in a man's shape. It wore a strip of red cloth like an inquisitor's tabard, a lock of dark hair knotted about its throat. Luis whispered, brow knotted,
Is that...
Witchery.
Thibault spat, glancing to the woods around us. Carlos hurled the stick man into the fire, making the sign of the wheel. Valia ordered a search, but even with Xavier and Saber on the scent, they found no trace of Leandro, and after an hour, the Inquisitor ordered we march on. The cohort shouldered their packs, leaving the lad's gear behind as if afeard to touch it. Gagged as I was, I could speak no warning save with my eyes, looking among the saints and shaking my head. But it would take more than an effigy of twigs to frighten men who'd fought denizens of the dark all their lives,
and more than a warning from a murderous traitor to make them pay heed. The next men went missing 2 nights later. It happened during dinner, the fire blazing, young Arash Sir Pashin singing as sweet as the songbird he was nicknamed for. It wasn't until the meal was served that the cook, a brawny slab of buck-toothed beef named Philippe, realised there were 2 bowls left over.
"Where's Jean-Luc and Luis?"
Carlos rose to his feet, looking around the fire.
"Brother!"
The other men stood, counting heads and searching their number. But as with Leandro before them, the fellows were vanished like wraiths. Torches were lit, a search conducted through the tight-packed trees. Robin and Sir Valier stood watch over me, Xavier heading into the woods with Saber, steel winging his way through the twisted branches above. I heard a shout, thudding footsteps, and Thibaut and Carlos ran back to the Inquisitor, breathless and pale.
"Found piss stains 40 yards out, sister," Carlos gasped. "And these?"
Thibaut held out 2 small effigies, both wrought of sticks. Again they wore strips of torn red cloth like Inquisitors' tabards, locks of hair tied about their necks.
"What the fuck is going on here?"
Philippe whispered, lifting his fry pan. My heart lurched sideways as a scream sounded out in the woods, faint, terrified, agonized. Lachlan squinted into the dark.
"Is that
Leandro?"
"You're the one with 5 fucking pistols, mate," Thibaut growled. "You go find out."
"Calm yourselves, brothers," Valier warned. "Almighty God shall protect us." The Inquisitor's cohort circled the fire, steel and torches raised as the screams faded. I sat on the snow, still in chains, looking from Lachlan to Robin. We'd all seen hell in one shape or another. But even Zav looked a little out of sorts as he returned empty-handed. I just shook my head, still gagged, speaking only with my eyes.
"I warned you."
We broke camp next dawn, and despite protest from Carlos about his missing kinsman, it was decided to head south toward the wood's closest edge. It would take us longer to reach Beaufort that way, and worse, there was no path to follow. Our compasses no longer worked, swinging like a pisshead in a pub brawl. But all save Carlos were now of accord, it'd be best to get the fuck out of this forest as quick as feet could carry us. Steel was Fadena's next victim. The mouse hawk slept on his master's shoulder, flying up every hour to check our course. But after midday he was sent for a look-see and simply never returned. Xavier made no fuss at first, but as minutes stretched into hours, the men began to question, and the saint to fear. He and Valier spoke in hushed voices as the soldiers whispered. All looked frightened now, eyes bruised by sleepless nights. I met Lachlan's gaze, shaking my head again.
"I fucking warned you."
We were lost now, tracking direction by what little we could see of the sun. Those on watch at night swore they saw shapes moving beyond the fire's edge, eyes watching, low growling. Men relieved themselves 3 or 4 at a time, not daring to leave the light. Each day was a slog through branch and bramble, trees with gnarled trunks that looked akin to human faces, blighted birds with feathers that wriggled like tiny tongues. The horses were skittish, the men sleepless, tempers frayed to threads.
"Why the hell did we come this way? Great Redeemer, did you see that? I dreamed of your death last night. The fuck you telling me that for?"
On the 8th day, when we broke camp, we found a row of small twig men encircling the dell where we'd slept. There'd been one made for each of us. On the 9th, we found more effigies in a small clearing. They were arranged in a circle, one on its back in the centre, Leandro's sword thrust through its chest. Valier dashed them apart with a few savage kicks, roaring scripture to the empty woods. Her men muttered, dark stares aimed at the Inquisitor's back, at those endless, silent trees. It was on the 10th night it finally went to hell. We were deep in the watch, 4 men posted to each shift now.
I was dreaming of Selene again, smiling as she dropped me off the Cairnheim Bridge. But I was wrenched from shallow slumber by the most awful scream I'd ever heard in my life. I sat bolt upright, heart trying to burst from my chest. Sabre was going berserk, men snatching up logs from the fire, faces bloodless, eyes wild. Valia lifted the wheel from about her throat, shouting Testament's quotes as that soulless screaming continued.
Turn ye now, O faithless kings of men, and look upon thy queen.
Martyrs, what the hell is that?
Shut that bloody dog up.
The screaming stopped, like someone had choked it. Silence thickened the freezing dark, Xavier hushing his hound with the powers of his blood. Lucky and Robin both loosed the buttons on their greatcoats, chests adorned with the bear of Divok. But there was no glow in their ink. Whatever stalked us through these hungry trees was no cold blood. The screaming became singing, closer now, haunting and shapeless. And beneath that unearthly song we heard a wail of agony, of terror, somewhere deep in the dark.
Fuck me, Thibaut groaned, squeezing his sword hilt. Oh, Mother Maid, fuck me.
More screaming started, a different direction, faint and terrified.
Brother Luis,
Valia cried, wheel held aloft.
Brother Luis, is that you?
We have to go help him, Carlos declared. Fuck that,
Philippe spat.
That's my brother out there, you craven dog.
Then you go bloody get him.
I wrenched at my shackles in vain, shouting behind the leather between my teeth. Sabre was barking again, chaos breaking loose around the campsite, my eyes flickering from Lachlan's to Xavier's. The older saint scowled, unbuckling the bit from behind my head.
Give me my sword back, Zav, I hissed.
What is this sorcery, De Leon? Xavier demanded. Your witch come to claim you.
I keep telling you Dior is no witch. Now give me my fucking sword.
Shut him up, Valia roared. Brothers,
Robin murmured, eyes on his fellows.
What do we do?
Lachlan snatched up a burning brand from the fire, held it aloft. His shout brought still to the men, calm in that breaking storm.
Hear me now. Those are men of God out there, and we shall not abandon the faithful to such a fate. Robin, Thibaut, stay here and watch the traitor. Rest of you, march with me. 10 feet apart, torches, all of you.
The soldiers obeyed, snapped from their fear by Lachlan's iron command. Xavier scowled at me, but followed Lucky into the dark. Robin drew the wheel lock from his bandolier, his mighty greatsword held in his other hand. Thibaut huddled close to the younger saint, blade shaking in his grip. My pulse was thudding, fear entwined with wood smoke and rot as the dead wood echoed with calls for lost comrades.
Get me out of these shackles, Sepashin, I warned.
Shut the fuck up, hero.
I nodded to the keys on Thibaut's belt.
If the things out there are anything like I saw in the Norwield, you're going to want a spare set of hands, man.
He said, shut the fuck up,
Thibaut spat, kicking me. Silence fell, broken only by shouting soldiers, fainter screams. Thibaut squinted into the dark. Robin scoured the shadows, pinpricks of light flickering among the trees like ghosts. A flash of fire on metal quickly vanished. I thrashed against my manacles then, spitting.
If I'm going to die, let me die on my feet, damn you.
Damn me? Robin scoffed. Damn you, De Leon.
The young blood's voice was a low growl, eyes on that dreadful dark.
God, you should have heard the way Greyhand used to speak about you.
The stories he told.
He shook his head, sneering.
Initiates used to go to sleep in the barracks at night, whispering about the things you'd done. The Black Lion of Lawson, Butcher of the Crimson Glade, knighted by the Empress's sword at 16. You were a legend to us, to me.
He chuckled, bitter, sparing me a hateful glance. On my knees in the dirty snow, racked with the thirst, neck destined for the traitor's noose. Never meet your heroes, I suppose.
I never asked to be your fucking hero, I snapped. And all you know about me is what you've been sold. The Emperor's armies were full of young bloods like you, Robin. Boys who thought they'd grow up to be heroes like me. Fact is, most ended up in unmarked graves or swelling the ranks of our enemies. That's a truth no minstrel's song or fireside legend ever tells. But that's the fucking point of them. Your story gave us hope. It gave us courage to... It gave you a noose around your necks. Greyhand despised me. He didn't tell you those tales to give you courage. The bastard was giving you something to die for. And it wasn't because I deserved it that Isabella knighted me with her own sword. It was because that bitch knew it'd give a thousand idiots like you a reason to pick one up. Shut up, he hissed. You call me a traitor? You think me a monster? I scoffed, shaking my head. I'm not half the fucking monster our cunt master was, boy, nor half the coward. Shut your mouth! Truth is the sharpest knife, eh? You're right to loathe me, boy. I'm nothing close to the songs they sing about me. I'm nothing like the myth they made of me. I'm just a man, as flawed and frail and fucked up as the rest of you. But for all my failings, all my sins, never once did I think it right to spill the blood of an innocent child. I met his eyes, smiling. I'm glad I put Greyhand down. He was a fucking dog, Sebastian. Robin snarled, sharp fangs gleaming, lifting his pistol and levelling it at my head. And as soon as the young blood turned his back, the shape emerged from those twisted trees.
What in God's name?
Thibaut breathed. It moved like water, like lightning. Sharp teeth bared and wicked claws uncurled. I'd no idea the shape of the evil those men had imagined stalking us these past days. I knew the shape my own fears had taken, until I'd glimpsed her in the shadows a few moments before. But it was not some fey horror or twisted blightling charging us through the trees now, nor some terror from a fireside tale. It was something entirely more welcome. Hair like flame, eyes like gold, beautiful as the long-lost dawn. Bonsoir, Kit Kat. Chapter